Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the designer here. This weekly show comes to you through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. Page through the programming page, sometimes to see a variety of entertaining and informative shows here. You might find one that interests you. Blog Talk Radio is filled with talented talk show hosts. Why don't you give it a listen? So, today's show is all about lighting in a room. How do you illuminate a room effectively? What effect can good lighting have on a space? Lighting up the place, what is lighting and how does it work? Hopefully, we'll answer these questions. Okay, lighting as we know it today glows because a number of scientists who were determined to figure the process out. They had this idea that we could live and exist fully when the sun went down and daylight turned into night while inside our homes. Someone asked, what if? And the discovery of the electric light and light bulb began to take shape. We go back to 1802. I know this is going back really far, but I want to give you an idea of where light has come from to where it is today. The first electric light came in 1802 when English scientist Humphrey Davy invented an electric battery. He connected wires to the battery with a piece of carbon. The connection of the electric arc lamp, what he called it, glowed and produced light, but it was too bright for practical use and didn't last long. Well, over the next seven decades, other inventors created electric light amps in different designs and shapes, but none seemed to prolong time enough for commercial application. Well, in 1850, English physicist Joseph Swan created a light bulb. He enclosed carbonized paper filaments in an evacuated glass. Well, by 1860, Swan had worked up a prototype. But because of an inadequate supply of electricity and the short life of the bulb, well, Swan's light turned off. In 1874, though, a Canadian patent was filed by Henry Woodward and Matthew Evans. These two built their bulbs or lamps with different sized band shapes of carbon rods, holding them between electrodes. I know this is a science instruction. In glass cylinders filled with nitrogen. The time issued had gotten longer, and Evans and Woodward tried to commercialize their lamp, but was unsuccessful. Eventually, Woodward and Evans sold their patent to a guy named Thomas Edison. Who was he? Edison and his research team fiddled with the bulb and discovered what a carbonized bamboo filament could last longer and over 1,200 hours. With that discovery, Edison found the link to longevity, and the first light bulb that was commercially marketable was born. In 1880, the Edison Electric Light Company began marketing its new product, the light bulb. Today's lighting and all its levels dictates the ambience or the lack thereof in a room, from natural light being tamed by window treatments to artificial light controlled by light switches and dimmers. Adding light to a room is more than choosing a cute lamp. It's giving each person the ability to be comfortable in the room all times of the day. I want you guys to get in on the conversation, and please feel free to call in. The number here in the studio is 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. I want to tell you a little story about my dad and my stepmother's living room. I tell you what, they had beautiful lamps in that room when I was growing up. But in order for my father to read the TV guide, and they probably don't make, I don't even know if they make the TV guide anymore. I remember he had to hold it under the lamp, lean in, and squint a little. For their living room having a picture window, it always seemed to be dark at night, and that could not have been comfortable for them. I know it wasn't for me. And now that when I think about it, when my dad was reading the TV guide, he would have to, he was reading and he couldn't see it. So he would say, Pam, could you, what does this say? So I went in the kitchen, which was the nearest room to the living room, so I could read it. Then I came back and acted like his remote and turned the channel. Well, lighting, good lighting, the basic amount should be enough so that walking through a space allows us to do so safely. The bulb gives us that. All the additional light sources other than natural light start with and are created from and benefit from the basic light bulb. The next levels of lighting add accent and then highlight areas in the room. Using layers of lighting just makes a room warm and functional and, well, comfortable. And I would think what all the inventors were after. Comfort in our homes is what it's all about. So what are the levels of light in a room and how do they work? How does it work for us while we're in the room? In a book that one of my children got for me from the library, the author, Heather Page, she defines what a well-lit room should be. She says, a balanced approach is the key to a well-lit room. In a dining room, this means more than a chandelier over the table. It's more than a reading lamp in the bedroom. Each room requires three types of lighting: ambient, task, and accent, and we will talk about those. With the right combination, there's sufficient illumination at all levels. You can see your way through the room, you can read a book and follow a recipe, or even draw attention to a special work of art. The beauty of this three-prong approach is that it provides visual excitement, too. With a variety of lamps at eye level, wall sconces a little higher, and fixtures overhead, a well-balanced lighting plan creates light and dark areas that spotlight some items and leave others with a subtle shadow. That's what she feels that the balanced lighting should be. So let's talk about the lighting. The lighting, you know, there is natural light, which is the sun and daylight, and then there's artificial light, which is what we're going to focus on today, and then reflective. Furniture plays a big role in lighting. Glass tables, they reflect up. Mirrors hanging, they reflect out. So there's many ways to use and get lighting in a room, but today we're going to discuss artificial light. Artificial light comes in three categories: ambient, task, and accent. And I think Heather mentioned that when I was reading from her text in her book. So, why is lighting important? Well, we have talked about the comfort level that it offers because you can see, you can walk through the room, you can read a book, you can talk to someone and see their facial expressions, which is important. But it's also important, it's an important decorating element. El Decor says it can make or break a room's decor. And we'll get to El Decor because they tell us how to set this up. But I want to go ahead and define ambient, task, and accent lighting and how they fit into our rooms. Okay, ambient lighting allows a person, which is the basic lighting, allows a person to walk safely through a room. It gives a soft overall glow, provides a support system for task and accent lighting. Examples of ambient lighting is recessed lighting, spotlights evenly distributed throughout a room. Track lighting can be positioned to create a comfortable overall ambience. Table lamps and pendant lights. In the kitchen, when you have a pendant light, that really does help. That recessed track light, all of that helps a lot when you're trying to cook. It does as I get older. Now, the task lighting sheds light on activities. I love that. I got that actually from an article that I read, and I think that is actually what task lighting does. It sheds light on the activities. If we're crafting, if we're ironing, if we're sitting, if we're talking, it's an extra level of light. Now, this it usually is a soft, you use soft white bulbs. They're easier on the eyes. They illuminate evenly, and I read an article that suggested that cone-shaped shades is better for our eyes. But task lighting is more intense lighting and direct source when we need it. We can move it. We can place it, but then we can also move it if we need extra light at the point that we're performing our activity. And it helps us get the job done. And I'm finding that the older I get, the more tasks like I need. Okay, and the third artificial light is accent light. It adds drama. It used to create a softness, a mood. Highlight art pieces, things like that. It can set a mood. And it's more efficient and a broader range of light. Now, if you use accent light to highlight something that's on the wall, it draws the eye. So if an accent light is set up for a picture, say, the first thing, because of the light, and I have to think that that's true, because of the light, your eye is drawn in. It makes a statement. It makes a statement. It creates a dramatic impact. So when we, El Decor has, I wrote this down because they gave us an idea of how all three of these artificial light sources can work in our rooms. So this is what they say in an article at ldecor.com. It was dated 7/23/14. If a room is lit the right way, everyone feels relaxed and comfortable, and they don't even know why. It says, be careful not to overuse bright light. You don't want your guests to feel like they're in an emergency room at the hospital. Those lights are really bright. They are really bright, and for good reason, because, yes, you have to definitely see what you're doing. So these are the tips that they give for setting up your lighting plan in a room. First, they say consider the room's function. What's going to happen in there? If it's the living room, they suggest using a combo of floor lamps, table lamps, and recessed or track lighting. Well, that's a good idea. And I have an example. I'm going to get back to this to El Decor's list, but I have an example of what I think is the perfect lit room. And guess what? It's not in my house. One of my friends, Amy, I love her finished basement. She has, we'll get to that. I have to tell you about her room. But that, to me, is the example of a well-lit room. We'll get back to El Decor's list here. So the first one was to consider what the function of the room is. They want you to always add dimmers. I have found out that dimmers, they are a true blessing. They actually give you the ability to control the amount of light that comes in the room. Now, you could get, the LED bulbs, they're kind of bright, but you can get a fixture that has the dimmer switch on it, or you can have the dimmer switch on the wall. I think that has to be the best way to control light in the room. Always add dimmers. You must be always able to be in control of the lighting in your room. And they want you to know your bulbs. Now, I know that there have been a lot of, you know, we've got new bulbs and don't use those bulbs and use these bulbs. And a lot you will find out that a lot of the fixtures that you purchase or they tell you, they give you a suggestion on what bulbs to use, the wattage that it should go up safely. You want to be not only comfortable in the room, but you want to be safe. So know your bulbs. Fluorescence should be, now they say, fluorescence should always be avoided, that the CFL bulbs are a great option, which go well with any shade. That's another way to control light, especially if you're using a lamp. If you buy a lamp and the shade is black, well, you can kind of see that the lighting is not going to be as bright as it would be if you had bought, if the lamp had a white shade. So that is a way you can control the light even with a lamp, even without a dimmer. You pay close attention to the lamp shade, at the color, its shape, and all of that. Now, we're going to get back. I wanted to tell you what El Decor suggests is the lighting for the perfect room. Okay, the living room, they say, and I said this already, that to use a combination of floor lamps, table lamps, and recessed or track lighting. And they suggest that certainly the track lighting can all just get evolved into the room's decor, and it'll look just like it fits, like Amy's room. Amy's room looks like, I mean, it just looks like the lighting that she chose fits in that room. In the bedroom, they suggest good light, good reading light, good task light, some overheads. I've seen where a lot of people have sconces or track lighting on the wall behind the bed, and of course, add a dimmer. So that would be that's what they suggest for the bedroom. Now for the bathroom, they say the brighter the better, but add a dimmer. Dimmers are so practical, helpful, and oh so useful. A lot of the lamps that are out there today come with dimmers on them. So I wanted to talk to you about the difference between light fixtures and lamps. A light fixture is an electrical fixture installed permanently. They use some sort of bulb, and they don't have to have a light switch, but a light switch on the wall is easier. Examples of a light fixture is a ceiling light or fan, recessed lighting, wall fixtures, sconces, light strips. I love light strips. One of my friends has one. I love that. And track lighting. A lamp, and the key word is that light fixtures are permanent. Lamps are portable, and they can move around. So they are a light source that can be moved. They must be plugged in, or as some of them do, they run on batteries. So let's talk about, I want to make sure that we know the difference. We talk about the light bulbs, because I guess that is kind of important, because as we go out and search for bulbs, we find out that a lot of the stores don't carry the old bulbs anymore. So let's talk about this. Incandescent casts a warm and soft glow. They are appropriate for both ambient and task lighting. Halogen bulbs provide clear white light. They are more energy efficient than incandescents, but the disadvantage is that they get very hot and can, you know, create a fire hazard. It is imperative, and I will say this again, it is imperative that you know what bulb should go into any light fixture or lamp that you purchase or use in your home. You don't want to create any fire hazards, and bulbs can get hot. I have a friend, my friend Joe, she has these track lights in her bathroom, and it can get pretty hot. Okay, or fluorescent. Now, you know, we talked about this because El Decor says to stay away from them, but you need to know what your light fixture, you know, what your light fixture is, you know, has and recommends that you have. So it's the most efficient option around. Today's fluorescent tubes match the warm glow of incandescents. They also come in smaller sizes. They're compact. Light bulb CFLs fit into spaces designed for incandescent bulbs. But it's important that we know, you know, what we're putting in the lights that in the fixtures that we buy and enjoy, you know, so we can sit and enjoy a home and be comfortable and not worry so much, you know, about the bulbs getting hot. Okay, so we know our bulbs, so let's talk about how, and we'll get to Amy's room because I really do want to share that with you. Again, if you guys want to call in, you can give me a call. Give me your thoughts on lighting. Tell me how your lighting in your home is, and is it good lighting? Is it lighting like my dad's and stepmother's living room where you had to bend the TV guide under the lamp to see it? Does it glow? Does it offer the benefits for anyone in the room? So give me a call here at 1-347. I guess the music wanted to play. 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And I would love to hear from you guys and tell me what you think about. How is your lighting in your home? Has any of this helped you? I know the history probably was kind of boring, but I thought that it would be good to know where our lighting today came from. How did it start? And it started with Humphrey Davy and his little electric arc lamp. And we went to the bulbs. And actually, Woodward had an idea. I mean, he had the idea of how to create the bulb. But he didn't, I guess he didn't have the marketing skills to market it. So after some time, him and Evans decided that they would sell the patent, because they'd already gotten a patent, but they decided to sell it, and Thomas Edison tweaked with it. And him and his research team, they came up with different ways. They tried a lot of ways, but when they got the bulb that lasted for 1,200 hours, they knew they were onto something, and thus the light bulb. All the lighting that we have in our homes originated, except for natural light, originated from that creation. And how have they built on that? The scientists of today creating these different sorts of light sources, you know, and it's a fun thing. I think it's a fun thing to see. And I love invention, I guess, and I love history. And you know, I love interior redesign. So anything that I can, you know, promote that helps you helps me. Cause I mean, redesign is just a blast. It is to me anyway. So we talked about sconces. Now, what are sconces? Sconces are like they're on the wall. I think we described those, but they're permanent. They are a light. Sconces are a permanent light fixture. You can't move them. They come and if you go to Lowe's or any of the home stores or the department stores, you will see all sorts of sconces. And if you well-dressed room sometimes has, they are part of the room's decor. They can be part of the room's decor. Lighting no longer has to take a back seat, you know, in our room's design. The lighting, Gordon's. I went to Gordon's and in the lamp section, and I was I knew lamps had really taken, you know, a lot of, had grown a lot, but they are just all sorts of lamps. I love Gordman's. I'm not promoting Gordman's. I'm just letting you know that I love Gordman's. So if you're interested, go shopping. Take a some hours and go shopping. I've always thought that shopping is not something you can do, you know, unless you're going to get shoes. In my opinion, I can get shoes in 5 seconds. I just, let me see it. Does it fit? Is it comfortable? Is it the right price? I'm out of there. But when it comes to home decor, and if someone asks me a question and I'm out there researching it, it's amazing. It is amazing. Lowe's, I love going to Lowe's. They have all their lighting in one section, the one in my hometown has them in two rows, and and they're glowing. They're on. The fans are going. Let me mention this too, because I had had some people. We had talked about lighting, and they were not. Some people, and I do understand that, are not interested in their overhead lighting being on a fan. But the benefit, I think, the benefit of having a fan and a light together is that it's going to, they're twofold. They use double duty. They can cool you off. They can circulate the air in the room. And a number of the combinations have where they, when they install them, and the wall, the switches on the wall, there are two. You know, two. You can turn the fan off, or they do have the ones with the chain still. I'm not sure that they, you know, as popular as the wall switch, but they do have those where you can stand on the chair. I don't recommend standing on a chair, but you can actually pull the chain and turn the fan off and enjoy the light, or the other way around. You can enjoy, you know, turn the light off and enjoy the fan. I like that combination, but a number of people don't. So let's talk about, if you were going to install, I want to talk about the right height. How tall should a lamp be? We already talked about the shade and how it can influence the light's glow in the room. But how tall should it be? I mean, you know, how, when you're reading a book, what should a lamp be? Okay, let's talk about that. For reading or any task, the bottom of the shade should be approximately 12 inches below eye level. It's important that table and floor lamps not be too high or too low. One with a shade that's too high will leave you staring at a bare bulb, and you know that's really no fun. One that's too low will shed a pool of light on a table floor, but little else, nowhere else. It'll shed the light right where it is, but you won't get any residual light, you know. So for general lighting, this is, you know, I give tips. There, you're going to find that, especially if you ask two or three different experts, you might get two or three different answers. But I try to give the basic rules, the basic recommendations, and then, you know, you can research and do, you know, decide for yourself. But the bottom of the lampshade should be at eye level when someone is seated, approximately 38 to 42 inches from the floor. It's sitting, you know, it's sitting on the table, but it the height from the floor. For reading and other tasks, the bottom of the shade should be approximately 12 inches below eye level. For pendant lamps and chandeliers, a general rule, a pendant lamp or chandelier should be positioned so that the bottom is approximately 30 inches above the surface that it illuminates, such as a table or a countertop. Now, you might, when you watch HGTV and the buyers are walking through a home without furniture, and say said husband might be 6'1", and he bumps his head, that may be the reason, because on a normal level, he wouldn't be walking, because that would be a table there. There would be a table there, and he wouldn't bump his head. But that could be the reason why. But it should be 30 inches above the surface that it illuminates. You want to be able to see the food. You want to be able to see the faces of people around you. There may be sconces on the wall in the dining room, but the light should be where you can be comfortable. See, that think that's the key word. Any lighting that you put in your home should make it comfortable. Comfortable to read, comfortable to walk through, comfortable to see the kids' faces when they make those little faces when you're trying to tell them something and they got a little crick in their face and the lights are, what was that? So it should actually be where you can see their faces. When the height of the room is over 8 feet, raise the height 2 to 3 inches per extra foot for a better visual balance, and that is again with a pendant light or a chandelier. Sconces. We talked about sconces. Sconces is a permanent light fixture. Usually they're on the wall. They do add extra lighting to a room, and they also can be part of the room's decor. The height of wall sconces is mostly a matter of personal preference. It's really what makes you comfortable, but they should be positioned, and I think we read a little bit in Heather's piece that she says it should be a little bit above eye level. That's good. If you like it above eye level, that's fine. If you want to position it at eye level, still, that's fine too. It's up to you and what light for the light, you know, for the light to be. And there's that music again. I tell you what, you know what? Why don't we let it play for a moment? I'll be right back, and thank you for joining me. Okay, and we're back. So we have basically been talking about lighting, where it originated from to where it is today, and it has made great strides. I'm telling you, lighting, if Humphrey Davy could see the light today, he would be amazed. He would truly be amazed. So let's make sure, I want to make sure, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. Again, it's 1-347-326-9930. Again, that's 1-347-326-9930. I would love to hear from you and tell me a little bit about your lighting. And I am going to share with you my idea of a well-lit room. I did say it's not my room, but my friend Amy has, I love going in her basement. It's a finished basement. It is beautiful. So she has track lighting. There is a ledge above the closet. She has sliding doors for a closet. And above the sliding doors is a ledge. And on that ledge, it looks like studio producer lights, and they're many, and they're in a row, and they give off so much light. Now, there is a corner that right under where the track lighting is, I call it like a dead corner. I don't mean there's no light there. I mean, she has all levels of light. Okay, we'll get back to that corner. So we talked about the sliding doors. That's on one wall. She has the sliding doors and these task lights. I mean, just beautiful. Opposite that, the sliding door is on the other side of the room, and her windows are above, you know, above ground. It is a basement, but her windows are above ground. She gets that face west. So she gets evening light. she has blinds on the window to kind of control the light. But really, and the city cut the tree down in front of their home, so there is really nothing blocking that light. But I tell you, it's a beautiful. And if you're down there at a right time of day, you don't even have to turn on any light. It's the natural light, the sun, the daylight coming in the window is just beautiful. Okay. In the corner on the window wall, she has a lamp. She has a floor lamp. It beams up. Its shade beams up. So the light goes to the ceiling, and her ceiling is kind of sunken. So it goes to the ceiling, and then it kind of, you know, branches out to the rest of the room. Okay. She now in that corner that we were talking about is her husband's exercise bike. There is just a little lamp with I think it does have a dimmer, but there's just a little lamp. It lights that corner just enough so that her husband can see the bike when he's on it, or he can put a drink there. There's a tissue box there, so he can actually see in that area that he's in. To me, I think that is a well-lit room. She has ambient light. She has task light. And she has accent light. So it's a balance. And I sit in that room pretty comfortably. And I don't know if I, when I was doing the research for this show, I was thinking, you know, what room could I use? Whose room could I use to give the idea of the perfect, a well-lit room? And I went, all my friends have beautiful homes, and they have, the sconces and the lights and the accent lights. But I think Amy's room, her finished basement, the finished basement family room, and it just engulfs all of the levels of light, and they work so well in the room. Now, with all that light, you wonder, what color is the furniture? The furniture is gray, is a medium gray. And the carpet, she has a carpet, and it is the basic color is black, but it's an area rug. I'm sorry, it's not carpet. It's an area rug. It's black, and it has multi-colors in it. So the room is actually balanced in color. It's balanced. It's well-lit. It's balanced in light. It is my example of a perfect, a well-lit room. Now, in my living room, I have a floor I have a floor lamp that, you know, cascades up, and the light does shine from it, from the top one. And I have, and it has an arm on it, an arm with a second light, a second lamp. And then I have another lamp in the room. When I read in the bedroom, because sometimes my living room just, it's not the light that I want for it. Not that I don't know how to do it. I just haven't done it. And I do understand when we were talking about reclaiming our space and decluttering, and I said, you know, we will all get to it, and that is definitely true. We will all get to it. But it's knowing, having a plan. And I think that's what El Decor was talking about. You have a plan for the room, and what is the function of the room? And then you add the lighting. And I think that that is a very good plan. I also think that we should be mindful of the light fixtures and the lamps that we purchase, and know the right bulbs to use in them to avoid any problems with fire. Well, I have truly enjoyed this, and I hope that you did. This has been a wonderful show, I think. I hope that I've given you examples of great light. I hope that I've told you how important light is, because it can play a predominant role in a room's decor. Lighting no longer goes to the back of the room. It is included in the room's decor. It is part of the room's decor. And sometimes lighting carries the theme on. So lighting is really important, and we concentrated today on artificial light, but natural light is beautiful too. And window treatments help us kind of tame you know, tame that. Because, as I said, Amy gets the west, she gets the sun at night out of the west. And a lot of times that is really the strongest, I think that's the strongest, the light of the day that's coming out of the west. But you can get window treatments, and we will definitely talk about window treatments in another show. But, you know, we definitely use window treatments to control or to tame natural light. But I really don't think I love waking up in the morning, and the first thing I do, I want to see what's going on outside. I don't know if that's being the nosiness in me, but I love letting the natural light in. And my children, when they were little, we'd always say, "Open the blinds and let God in." That would be and it's funny because my 24-year-old told me the other day that she does that at home. She'll say, "Well, I'll just open the blinds and let God in." So lighting is important. It is. I wonder sometimes if those guys back in the 1880s knew how important this was going to be. I'm sure they had an idea. I knew they had a thought that they wanted to. What if we could actually enjoy living inside the home at night? It did help. Us comfortable in our homes, and that is what is important. And no longer, I miss my dad, I really do, no longer would my dad have to bend down and put the TV guide under the lamp and read the TV guide or ask me what it says. Well, he probably still asks me what it says, but that's, you know, that's okay. Well, truly, it has been a wonderful show. I hope that there's something that I said has encouraged you to update your lighting or to add to it. If you have a lamp that needs a shade, there are a number of retailers that do sell shades, lamp shades. Make your lighting part of your room's decor. I have truly, truly enjoyed this show. I hope you have as well. Stay tuned. I will be back next Monday at this 1 o'clock hour. And I think next week we will be talking about, honey, I forgot to measure the couch. We're going to talk about putting the right size couch in our rooms. Have you ever been in someone's home and wondered to yourself, boy, I wonder if the room was built on the couch? Well, next week I'll research and give tips on how we can right size our rooms with our furniture. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Truly have enjoyed this show. Stay tuned. If you are interested in hearing more talk shows from independent talk show hosts, feel free to visit blogtalk.com. And you should, hopefully, you will find some shows that you're interested in. Again, it's been a pleasure. This is Pam. Look forward to seeing you right here next Monday.